girl.
And hey, ladies, welcome to our first episode of the Be Living It podcast, where we discuss practically not growing weary and well-doing because God has given you an abundant life.
And you better be living it.
Since this is our pilot episode, we wanted to take a few minutes to do a proper introduction. So, Cassie, why don't you start us off?
All right, so my name is Cassie. I am 26 years old. I am married to a wonderful husband, and I am located in Houston, Texas right now. I'm a Christian life coach and stay-at-home wife, or homemaker, as some will say. And my passion is for life coaching and eventually to be a birth doula, walking alongside women in their journey through life. And I'm pursuing a career. And I am starting a business called Pursuit of Wholeness, Christian life coaching and doula business. And so things that I do for fun. So I love to sing. I like to write as well, even though I don't do it as often as I should. I love to color. I like to ride bikes. I love to go on walks, talk with friends. And I have a lot of little hobbies that I like to do, but that's mainly what I like to do for fun. I like watching YouTube videos, different things on how to get educated, and I love reading as well. And so I'm a Christian, and I try to live my life by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's mainly how I structure my life.
Wow, praise the Lord. So, hey y'all, my name is Sylvette. I am the wife of one amazing husband, Andrew. We got married about a year and a half ago. So, praise the Lord. Is that true? We'll find out. I am also a homemaker, stay-at-home wife. I was made one about 6 months ago. There's been a transition, but I'm so thankful for this opportunity to do that. I'm also a sister to two other sisters. And what else am I? I'm not really sure. I am pursuing a master's degree in speech and language pathology, which is exciting. So pray for me as I embark on that journey. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I have some passion projects, some secret passion projects right now that are in the works. So continue to pray for me with that as well. Where am I? I live in Central Tennessee. I'm originally from Jersey. Hey, Jersey folk. But my husband and I just moved here and we love it. It has definitely been a transition, but we are now officially country people. As you can tell, I opened my intro with hey y'all. So there goes that. What I do for fun? Fun. I do like to write and grow, really. I love growth and growing, despite its pains and aches. And I love talking with people and getting to know people and getting to know the Lord and Him getting to know me. I just love having relationships and fostering them. So, yep, that's me. I'm also a wannabe baker, a wannabe seamstress, I'm a wannabe a lot of things. Yes. But we're here.
And she does it like a pro.
What's something that made you smile this week, Cassie girl?
Something that's made me smile this week. I have two, but I might share two. So one is definitely my husband has been so incredibly helpful and wonderful. He has helped me during this time, which we'll find out more about what this time consists of, but this time has been one where I needed a lot of support, and he has not hesitated at all to be there and has reassured me that I don't need to basically, I don't need to hesitate in asking him for help, basically, anything that I need done. So that has been super helpful because I've had moments in which I was down bad. So I'm very grateful for that. Definitely Christ in many ways in that regard. Secondly, I bought these flowers. I bought these flowers 2 weeks ago. And they had these lilies, but they were closed up. And I was just so excited to have these lilies, like, you know, blossom and bloom. And so, but they weren't for like a week. And I was like taking it out in the sun to like make it happen. And my husband was like, just let it happen. I thought I maybe had cut the stem too far and that they weren't gonna like ever like open up or anything like that. I was like, ugh. Because that was my favorite part, like, of the whole bouquet. Anyways, so a couple of days ago, probably like a week ago now, I looked and one by one they opened up. And I was like, so I moved it from my island into my room, into our room, and they were just there and brought just so much beauty and joy. And I thought about the verse that Jesus said, consider the lilies. How they grow, they, you know, they toil not and they don't worry. Yeah, their Father in heaven takes care of them and has them dressed even more brilliantly than Solomon the king. And they are beautiful and elegant flowers, and they make me smile. And the fact that nothing that I did was helping them, it was just in the right time for them to blossom enough where God would get all the glory. So that has put a smile on my face every time I see them, even though they're dying right now. I am grateful for the time that I had with these beautiful flowers.
She ate with that response.
That's so cute. Thank you. Now, what has made you smile?
Hey, something that has made me smile. You know, to be honest, I had a friend from high school reach out to me. A dear friend of mine, my goodness, and she reached out to me, and I hadn't heard from her in a little while, and so I was talking with her, and learned that we're having a very similar life experience, which was encouraging because, much like yourself, I'm in a stage in my life right now where I need a lot of encouragement. Unfortunately, I hate being dependent, but here I am with two crutches and a wheelchair. I can't do anything by myself. But not literally, for those just listening, just figuratively, I feel very crippled and dependent, which is not natural for me. And so to hear that she was going through something very similar, and on top of that, I have other friends who are going through the same exact thing. Very, very crazy and unexpected, and I thought I was alone and going through this time in my life by myself. And so, as unfortunate as it is that other people are going through it, I'm really glad that it's not just me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that put a smile on my face, and the Lord actually inspired me to start a passion project, and I'm actually so excited about it. Along with this passion project, I'm very excited about the other one. I've shared my ideas with my husband, and he's been such a support. He's been such a cheerleader.
Wow.
And helping me with my ideas and making things come to fruition. And I'm so thankful for that. And so I have been experiencing just feeling quite lonely and lost. And I feel like the Lord has been so quiet in my life. And so this is the first sign of like life, so to speak, which has gotten me so encouraged. I'm so thankful for that. So that's what made me smile. I'm really appreciative of the support that the Lord gives me in the very little things that really will do nothing in the grand scheme of this controversy that we're in called life. But to me, in my heart, it does the world, it makes the world of a difference. And the Lord cares about that. And so, that made me smile.
He sure does. Praise God. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, girl. Okay, ladies. So, let's talk about who we are, which we did, right, and how we met. Why are we here? What is the goal? What do we want to accomplish? Why are you listening? But one thing at a time. So, Cassie, how did we meet?
Ooh. Well, if you didn't know, we are best friends. But we are best friends, and we have been best friends since the fifth grade.
Long time.
Were we best friends since the fifth grade, or did we pronounce each other best friends in fifth grade?
I feel like this was an immediate decision. I'm not sure if we met with the councils of our mind and made it up, or if we just were like, we're just going through this. This is an executive order, I believe, was what happened.
I remember there being a moment where I'm like, this is my best friend. I just know that we've been that crew since the moment we met. Okay, so anyway. Oh, how did we meet though? So there, in my fifth grade, going from fourth grade to fifth grade, I changed schools. I moved, and therefore I needed to change schools. And my mom promised me that I could go to a Christian school because I had been going to public school for a couple of years, and I wanted to go to Christian school. My mom was like, okay, next year you can go to a Christian school. And so her friend had suggested this school called Heritage Christian Academy. Shout out to Heritage Christian Academy over there in New Jersey. But it was the first Christian school that I went to. And I came the first day of school, very nervous, because I had moved so many different times. And so it was definitely not new to be a new kid, but it's always the same exact experience of nervousness when you're going into a whole new environment like that. So anyway, I come in, I'm timid, I'm shy, kind of reserved by nature anyway, but I was kind of like, how's this gonna go? I don't know. And so I walk in, and it's a small school, so we have a class. In our classroom, we have fifth grade and sixth grade. It's that small of a school. And so
there's like five of us in there total.
Literally. So I'm like, well, you choose your friends and you choose them wisely, because there are five of us here. No, it's probably like 20 of us in the class, but like 10 on each side.
Right.
I walk into the school, and the day is going through. I think it wasn't until maybe, no, recess? I don't know if it was before recess when Miss Street, our teacher, shout out to Miss Street, announced that there was a new student, which was me. And either at that point or over in recess, so Bet walked over as the leader of this three girl gang.
And
three girl gang. It was Sobet and two other girls, but so it definitely was the ringleader. And she walked over and was like, hey, my name is Sobet. This is so and so. This is so and so. And they're like in the back, like, hi. And she's like, welcome to our class. Like, da 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 da. I don't remember anything else she said. But I'm like, hi, my name is Cassie. Things like that. I don't remember anything after that, I'm gonna be honest, of that day. But what I do remember is that marked history, because after that, we were inseparable.
What a wild occurrence, because I actually don't know what possessed me to do that. I have no recollection of my thoughts before. I just remember saying to those girls, I'm like, we should introduce ourselves. How did I know how to introduce people? I'm in fifth grade. Where did my parents have me that I knew how to introduce folk? I have no idea. But thank you, Mom and Dad.
For real.
Praise God. But yes, and so we were a little group of four for 2 minutes, literally. And then I was like, okay, see ya. And then it was just me and Cassie. And that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that is how we became friends. Cassie and I went to the same school until 8th grade, I believe.
Right.
At the end of 8th grade, you left?
Yes.
That is correct. And so you went to a boarding school in Georgia, and I have no idea how we stayed friends, because we didn't have cell phones, there was no FaceTime. Like, we didn't have birds with notes going back and forth. I have no idea how our friendship stayed alive.
So we maintain a friendship.
I don't know what happened. The Lord.
That had to be the Lord. All I know is at the end of my freshman year of high school, my mom was like she came to pick me up from school, and she was like, guess what? And I'm like, what? And she's like, you're going to Canada with the friend Fox. And I was like, At the end of the school year, that summer, it was like, you're hopping in a car going on a road trip to Canada with some man and her family. And I'm like, oh, we are gang for real. Really are gang for real.
So we must have been communicating, because why would we have just invited this girl we have not seen for a year to Canada? And why would her mother say yes? We must have been in some kind of communication.
We had to. Now, the only thing I can think of is that we had, we did have iPods. I remember having an iPod. We'll talk about it.
I don't know.
I had an iPod and you did it as well. And so I remember at Heritage, we did create like Instagrams. That's the only thing I can think of. Either we Instagrammed or Snapchatted. I did have a phone. We didn't text, but I had a phone my freshman year of high school. So
were we alone?
Somehow the friendship was maintained, and we're here.
Yes, praise the Lord. And and we're here. So we're here. We have all this friendship time under our belts.
Yeah.
But divinely appointed. I don't know how that happened.
How many years?
But, girl, you know I don't do math. How old are you in the fifth grade?
10.
That's okay, 26.
16 years.
Quite a long time.
That's kind of wild.
I know. More of our life together than apart. Praise the Lord. And so we're here. We have this friendship, and now we have a podcast. Why do we have a podcast? What is this? Why did we make it?
You're asking me, or you're answering yourself?
This is just the question for the both of us. I can answer.
Please.
Okay. Cassie and I were on the phone.
We sure were.
As we always are, because we're never in the same state.
For real.
So we were on the phone and we were talking about something that perhaps we'll tell you guys about later.
What?
But we're entering the same stage in life at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Too much? Perhaps. Oh well. And we were on the phone talking about it and talking about women. And why didn't any of the women before us tell us what was to come?
Yeah.
And so...
And our particular...
Say again.
And our particular lifestyle and or niche.
Exactly. And then we realized we don't have any. We don't have any women who are doing the same exact thing as we are, or in the same spaces that we are, and pursuing the mastery in, dealing with the things that we're dealing with, and having the mindset that we do. And we said, you know, we have to be that for someone else. And so after conversations with other women who are going through similar things, we decided that we'd be the torchbearers and create a space for women who are feeling confused and run amok and bamboozled
by wanting mentorship.
Exactly. And so here we are, the Be Living It podcast, and there are several things that we hope to accomplish for you, listener, and for ourselves as well. One of them being, as we said before, just creating this community that we don't see out there, especially for women who are truly trying to be Christian. Cassie, what do you think? What is one goal that you have for this podcast? What do you hope that we accomplish?
One thing, not to be cliche, but one thing I seek to accomplish is for women to feel seen. I think sometimes because there's so much content out there with people with so many different lifestyles, we can kind of piece together what we want and pick and choose. I think it's wise. I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all, but I really want to cater to the women out there who are literally in the same path. Like, they are walking in the same exact, or they're curious about this specific lifestyle that we are living. And I want to see you, if that. I want you to feel seen. I want you to feel like someone taking you under their wing and joining you in your journey. Not us saying that we have all the answers, because we don't.
We don't.
Quite literally.
Please don't be here looking for them, because we don't have them.
We do not have those. We don't have those. But we do find us. And yeah. Our goal is to point you to that person. And he said, if he's lifted up, he will draw all people. That's, I think, the ultimate goal that we want to accomplish.
Yeah, I second that. John Hancock. My name is nice and big on the bottom. I remember a little something about history sometime. Yes. And so we want to thank you for being here, for listening to our antics. We're just getting our feet wet with this whole podcast thing, and so forgive us for being either long-winded or too short or not direct.
Yeah. All of that.
Extend us some grace, please.
Yes.
But yes. So now that we have the groundwork for this podcast established, listener, you know what we're here for. You know what you're getting out of this. And we know what we're doing. What is something that we're looking forward to, Cassie, as we progress down this podcast path?
Man, what am I looking forward to? Above all things, to be honest. Okay, the first thing, I love the aspect of community. I love the aspect of Christian community and being able to have an outlet and a space to be able to discuss these topics and the things that are in our mind. I've seen a lot of content. I've read, I've watched, I've listened to a lot of content. I think it's really cool to have the opportunity to be the voice for once and possibly bless someone else. Secondly, I am looking so forward to just being here with my best friend. I have so much fun with you. And so having this space to be able to do it and do it with you is just like, I look forward to that. And I really believe this is going to explode for the glory of God, because I believe his hand's in it. So what's something you're looking forward to, girl?
I'm looking for... That was a great answer, by the way.
Thank you.
And I also enjoy doing things with you.
Hey.
We don't want to blow past that. Something that I'm looking forward to, I specifically am looking forward to the day when some woman, some young woman gets in contact with us and is like, this, thank you. Like, this did so much for me. I have a lot of people I would love to have the courage to reach out to and thank them. Cassie, I'm sure you as well.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, there's so much content out there. It's not all for everyone. And so that's why we wanted to create a space that is for specific people.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to the day where a woman listens to it and is like, oh, I'm not by myself. This is exactly who I am. This is the lifestyle I'm living. And like you said earlier, I feel seen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to. And I pray that this does for other people what I wish could have done for us earlier. Yeah. Earlier on in this walk, it might have made the world of a difference.
Yeah.
In regards to how we handle things and mental health and all of those
aspects, but that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I was just gonna say too that I think a really cool part of it too is it's really a comfortable space where we're kind of bringing people into our phone calls, basically. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is going to be us revisiting topics that we've talked about just via phone, and how we'll end the phone call and be like, yo, like, we need to start a podcast, basically. Yeah. And so we just been dropping some bars, like, why has nobody told us this? And I'm really grateful that we have this space, the comfort space. Again, we're not here giving soliloquies and, you know, we're not here preaching. This is not a podcast that has that type of platform, but we are in a comfortable space where we're just having a dialogue that hopefully blesses someone. And I like that aspect as well, because it makes me comfortable enough to really share the things that I just believe God has helped us with in our personal journeys.
Yeah. To piggyback off of that,
my husband,
my husband, 2 days ago, I was talking to some people and I was telling them about this podcast and how excited I was to start it with you. And my husband, who has not been a part of one phone call, okay, said, listen, you guys need to listen to these ladies and their phone conversations, because they know how to get through a time together. I'm like, how do you know that? If somebody is gonna gas you, it is my husband, Andrew.
And her husband, Andrew. Okay.
The ultimate gasser. And so I believe everybody else feels the same way.
Right.
Welcome to our phone conversations that apparently my husband has been a part of.
Okay. He's been there. Fly on the wall. Okay.
Oh,
I love that. Yes.
He's a comedian, so praise God that we have been here. I want to thank you, Cassie, for starting this with me and giving me the courage to even pursue other things. And I want to thank you, listener, for listening in and giving us a shot. Continue to give us a shot until we get our wings flying.
That's right.
And bear with us and be with us. And we thank you so much for listening to this end. To the end. Let's have a word of prayer to wrap this up. Cassie, will you pray for us?
Of course, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, best friend and our guide and our King, I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to come to you in prayer. I want to thank you so much for each and every person who has had the courage and the kindness to listen to this podcast. Thank you for my best friend. Thank you for who you are in our lives and the lives that you have given us, gifted us, Father God. It's an abundant life. And at times it's hard to see that. But I pray through this podcast, through our time in the Word, through our fellowship in our community, that we will continue to see it and see it more and more. And may that abundant life bless us. I pray for each and every person that is listening. Be with their personal lives. Guide them, direct them, and give them that which they desire and which that will glorify your name. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, ladies. Until next week, we encourage you to believe and be living in the Word of God.
All right. We love you. Have a good one.